Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, the new one, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out. Pam Harper is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, founder of Business Advancement, Inc., and she's one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. We're talking about connection, folks, and we've gotten it boiled down to not just checking in with folks, not just doing a flyby, but actually, as you connect with people, Pam, right? Quality. Think of quality. Okay, if I'm gonna be here, if I'm gonna call on them, I'm gonna see them, I'm gonna phone them, I'm gonna social media them, whatever it is. What kind of a quality element could I make sure comes across, where I let them know that I'm interested in what's relevant to them? Maybe I talk about their customers, and when it's all over, when I leave, whether it was a 6 second event or an hour event, a lunch or whatever, when I leave, they'll feel like something fruitful, something beneficial happened. They felt a connection to me. They felt we raised our level of trust. Those are quality the ways I think of quality connection. What do you think, Pam?
Absolutely. I mean, connection is all about strengthening trust as well as quality. And that goes back to looking, like you said, at what is relevant to them. How often do we get contacted, you and I, and I think many people who are listening, by people who say, hi, I want to connect with you because I want something from you. I want you to answer my questions or whatever it is. That's not quality. That's asking something of somebody before there's even trust that's established. To have a quality relationship.
Can't we say that if you look back or if you think about what you're going to try to accomplish, the more it's about you, the less about quality it will be.
Absolutely. It has to be about them. And I will take it a step further because we're talking about the new year. You have to be looking at what they're about to face. You have to understand them. And so you have to ask, understand, do some research. So you're asking quality questions and not things they would expect that you should already know. And you have to think about their customers and their customers' customers.
Right.
I went to a conference once on retail because we do business with companies that sell through stores, retailers. Well, you can't know anything about how to be a service to your customer unless you understand their customers and their customers' customers, the retailer's customers, the general public. I mean, it's really quite a chain.
Right.
It's an ecosystem, of course.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. If you do what Pam just said, folks, if you will talk to your customers and ask them questions about their customers, you will be in a class of one. I'm going to bet you $100 that you'll be in a class of one, a category of one, for compared to all the other people who are going to talk to them today.
It helps you stay relevant.
And nobody can top that. Hear me put it this way. If somebody else does it, and I don't think most people will, because most people aren't doing it. I've been talking about this, as you know, Pam, for a long time. But even if somebody else does it, they can't top you. That is the top. Nobody can top that. What do you think?
I think that it's been something that we look at all the time.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference. And I see some others doing it, too. As I said, it's something that is going to be even more important in this coming year and going forward to stay two steps ahead, not just on the usual questions and not just looking for usual responses.
So tell us about, now that we've got our our instructions. Now that we understand what a quality, what a connection should be, that it should be quality. Talk to us about some of the practical parts of this.
Well, I think that one of the things that you need to look at is, again, going back to why you're connecting. Because if you're trying to learn more about an emerging trend, for instance, that is something that you need to learn. Because in order for your own business to grow, yes, you have to speak with your customers, but you also have to understand some of what you're facing. So, for instance, you may want to also connect with your suppliers. You have to think about why you're connecting with different people and who you need to connect with.
Mm-hmm.
These are important things. So when you're talking about going forward in this year, it's good to go beyond what I call these usual suspects. And if people are looking for hints on going beyond the usual suspects, they can shoot me an email or contact us by going to businessadvance.com, and I'd be glad to send them a list of some of the unusual kind of people or constituencies to contact.
Isn't it a great feeling when you've reached out and contacted somebody for no particular reason, just to check on them, and you had a quality conversation? You didn't try to, you know, move a lot of business along. You just, these are people important to you, but you hadn't talked to them in a while. You check in with them, and then you go away, you go your merry way, and then in a week or a month or so, you really need them. You need their help. And because you hadn't waited too long to contact them, it made you feel like you were more justified in calling back and saying, hey, I need some help. Because they didn't hear from you only when you needed help. That's another reason, folks, to stay connected. And if you want to call that self-serving, so be it. Tim Till, I'll be right back with our good friend Pam Harper.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.